From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dignitaries and fans paid tribute and said a last goodbye to Muhammad Ali on Friday. Thousands crowded into Louisville, Kentucky's KFC Yum Center, and a worldwide audience watched the interfaith service, which highlighted Ali's career as both a boxer and a humanitarian. Former President Bill Clinton said that Muhammad Ali was as inspiring in the second half of his life as he was in the ring.
And he's bigger than ever because he is a free man of faith, sharing the gifts we all have. We should honor him by letting our gifts go among the world as he did. God bless you, my friend. Go in peace.
Senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett read a letter from President Barack Obama and praised Ali as someone who overcame discrimination to inspire others.
The man we celebrate today is not just a boxer or a poet or an agitator or a man of peace. He was not just a Muslim or a black man or a Louisville kid, though I know you wish that was it, Louisville, this wonderful city. He wasn't even just the greatest of all time. He was Muhammad Ali.
Earlier, thousands of people lined a specially designed route for Ali's funeral motorcade as it wound its way through Louisville. People chanted Ali's name, threw flowers at his hearse, and ran alongside the motorcade to get a last look at the champion. The 74-year-old Ali was buried in a private service in Louisville's Cave Hill Cemetery. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, presumptive nominees Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches here in Washington aimed at shoring up their base of support headed into next month's conventions. In a speech to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund membership, Clinton said that Donald Trump as president is a threat to America's future.
Donald Trump would take us in the wrong direction on so many issues we care about: economic justice, workers' rights, civil rights, human rights, the environment. All of that is on the line in this election.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump told the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual Road to the Majority conference that the Democratic Party has let the American people down when it has been in charge.
They've horribly failed in almost every single community. In fact, you could actually say in every community. I'm going to turn things around.
Trump's speech was interrupted several times by so-called Code Pink protesters. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces combat the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. More generally, it gives U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. The plan does not involve more U.S. ground troops. Meanwhile, authorities in Afghanistan are searching for a female aid worker from the Aga Khan Foundation who has been kidnapped in Kabul. No group has publicly claimed responsibility for abducting Judith D'Souza, an Indian national who has been working in Afghanistan for the Aga Khan's development network since last year. She has not been seen since late Thursday. An Indian government official in Kabul told a reporter she apparently was seized near her home in the Afghan capital. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk Friday in what police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities. 62-year-old Nityaranjan Pandey was walking in the northwestern district of Pabna when unidentified hackers attacked and killed him. And hockey star Gordie Howe, considered the greatest hockey player of all time by many of his fellow athletes, died Friday at age 88. He helped the National Ice Hockey League's Detroit Red Wings win 4 Stanley Cup championships and was named the NHL's most valuable player 6 times. Howe set numerous hockey scoring records that stood for decades until Wayne Gretzky broke them. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.